We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples with Riley County Commission Chair Ron Wells. If you've got a question, we've got some time. We can get you on here 537-1350. If you, anything's on your mind, want to ask the commissioner a question, we can certainly get you on here. Wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, you've been talking a lot about state government and the tax lid and such. And one of the problems here in the state has been mental health.
Yes.
And I know you guys, as I understand, support mental health here locally with Pawnee Mental Health. And what are you looking forward to here maybe going into the new year with them?
Well, we're trying to figure out what to do. It's could be kind of modeled after the North Central Kansas Regional Juvenile Detention Facility in part. That's 15 counties went together to put that in, and it's worked very well. Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health came over to a meeting and sat in at our meeting in order to see how we operate. And so that might be a model for the way the surrounding counties, and I don't know how many there would be. Bottom line is it's still going to be expensive. And it looks like we're probably going to wind up funding that out of the counties. I can't see. I'm optimistic that the state's going to do better. We have a new governor, and I'm hoping we start reversing some of this trend of utilizing. I have no idea where the money goes. I mean, several legislators just, well, we spent it. Well, but where? I mean, it's not on the highway, and it's not mental health. It's not in the prisons. It's not in the schools. Where does it go? So I would like to see the state turn this around now and maybe get back into the mental health business to at least assist the counties, because with the tax lid and the firing range, the radios, you saw that's a big dollar amount. Of course, that's not all Raleigh County. It's just the infrastructure, and then, of course, the fire and police, and everybody will have to buy their own radios, which are it's amounts to probably $4 or $5 million too on top. So that won't all come out of Raleigh County's pocket, but not necessarily, not directly anyway. It will through RCPD and rural fire and things. But we've got plenty of meetings coming up yet with Pawnee Mental Health to see where a facility could be built, what counties are interested, how much it's going to cost. And like I say, I think we have a good model here on the juvenile detention center as far as how to operate it. So I am confident we can operate it. It's just where are we going to get the money?
Yeah. And this is probably going to take several counties partnering, I would imagine, here to do something like that.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and it's a matter of fact, on the juvenile detention side, we have what's called a secure care center now. We divided a building, and the secure care center pays a specific amount for young males in need, and so they have to be secured there for I think it's a period of 90. I can't remember the time length. It's a specific time length they have to stay with us, and then we get paid to cover that, which offsets the juvenile detention side. Which right now we're not running full on it, but we are on the secure care. The downside of it is these youngsters, when they come in, the court orders them into this system, and then I think the money goes through St. Francis in Topeka, and then we get paid per day for these young males to be in a secure care. The downside of it is we can't contain them. So when we take them out to go to a meeting with their probation officer or court system, and they decide to walk off or run off, we can't lay a hand on them or restrain them in any way. So the upside of that is we have a big waiting list. So one runs off, we can just bring another one in. But and I don't know what the answer is on the youth like that. Like I say, we do the best job we can on the juvenile detention side without harming anyone. Matter of fact, we had one of them get his diploma, high school diploma. And we made a big thing out of this by bringing him out in front of the other juveniles, and we gave him $50 and a cake and made a big thing out of him getting his high school diploma. Not a GED, he got a high school diploma to show the Geary County school system takes care of educating these juveniles that want to. And so some of them do get their GEDs, and quite a few of them attend classes. So we, like I say, once again, this is one of the top-rated facilities in the country.
Awesome. Well, that's good to hear. It's nice when you have good stories like that that you can see.
Something successful, absolutely, yeah, where government actually works, you know, and it gives me a good feeling. I've sat on there. I took Dave Lewis's place on the as a commissioner and sat on there ever since then. And we meet once a month with 14 other counties, and so far things are working very well.
Great. Well, while we got a few minutes here, I might chat with you here about, you know, we're about to have some more winter weather here this week. Just kind of curious about the job the public works crews do here on keeping our roads safe here in the winter months.
We get a lot of comments from, especially sitting with these other 14 counties. We get a lot of respect for the way our public works operates. We keep the roads clear, and as you can see, when you look at the sheet each month on the overtime, usually there's overtime involved in the winter, and snow and ice removal, they were out last weekend. And if you look at the condition of our roads versus some other counties, our roads are in top shape, bridges are in good shape. The Hessent sales tax that came to the county for road and bridge, we actually use for road and bridge. And despite you'll hear a naysayer in that once in a while say, well, yeah, you have to freeze up money that you would have spent. No, that money goes to normal maintenance and everything. These items we put in front of the public when it went to a vote. And these are the projects we're going to do, and that's what we hold to. So the sales tax dollars are paying for these new bridges and replacement roads. And so we're doing a very good job, and I get compliments all the time on our roads and bridges.
Because, you know, the second we have a snowstorm, the social media, it seems like it's always active. People complain mm-hmm. about roads. That's the first thing that comes up. But nice to know that, you know, you guys are on top of it.
Yes.
As far as the equipment's concerned, we haven't had any issues that I've heard of anyway.
No, we do operate good equipment. That's very important because a truck broke down in the middle of a snowstorm. We weigh this. We have a good system in the state, on a state purchasing system. We maintain our equipment in good shape. It actually pays off in the long run because we've found out that we get top dollar for trade-in when we trade our equipment in, and the men that are doing the work out there don't have to worry about being broke down. All they need to do is go out and move the snow. And once in a while I hear somebody complain, well, that truck was going down the road with his blade up. Well, it's on a state highway. And so there are certain roads like Seschild, there's places where the state does the blading and the city or the county doesn't. We may be going to another county road, and so we don't run the blade down a road that that the state's responsible for.
Yeah.
But other than that, why, no, the county shops, when they first built them, I thought, oh, that's just a little too much, I thought. And as it turned out, that was the best investment we ever made dollar-wise because – to add on what would have been needed and things would have been tremendously expensive. We did it at a period of time when the dollars were relatively inexpensive. So top facility, we take good care of our equipment, and the people that work there appreciate this. So they put in the extra effort. They're there when the day starts, and they're there when right to the end. No sloughing off. They're proud of the equipment. The downside to me, in what time I have left in the commission, we have some very important people going to be retiring. And that just scares me to death because we've got top-notch department head leaders, and we're going to be losing a few. And you never know, on the replacement, if we're going to get someone in with the same work ethic and everything that we have. Besides, when they leave with some extra money. And we have a fund that's just for that, for the time that they've accumulated on vacation and sick leave and things. So we prepare for it. We're prepared for it, but we sure don't want to lose them. So I continually beg them to stay until I'm gone.
Yeah. Oh, I understand that. It's hard to find good workers sometimes. So, yeah, definitely that'll be something to consider here. And then maybe there's some people out there who want a career
right.
Working with the county yep. at some point.
Well, Brandon, I'll get the copies of this Kansas Government Journal, that page. I did the last time when it came out in 16 and handed out several hundred copies. So the people, call your legislator. Call them every day and ask them what's going on. You know, tell them you want the state run correctly. So that's my big thing. And it'd make life easier for me.
All right. Well, anything we can do to help you out there and stay involved in your government, it's so important to do these days especially. Ron Wells, thank you so much for being here. And coming up tomorrow on In Focus, by the way, we're going to talk with USD 383 and Manhattan Christian College. That's what's on the schedule here for tomorrow.
And we'll keep you up to date on weather-related activities. It's going to be cloudy and 43. We'll have a complete forecast coming up in a few moments. But there is the potential for some freezing rain and snow toward the latter part of the week. It could complicate matters. Clark Howard is next. Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and The Game on the way this afternoon at KMAN. Good morning. It's 10 a.m.